It's 7:30 a.m. below the rookery here in Haggerston on Sunday the 13th of October, day 3 of our holiday and part 1 of my travelogue for today. Early rise this morning, up at 7. It's daylight now, but at 7 a.m. it was pretty dark. Woken by an alarm, not by the crows. I have to say it was beautiful this morning though. I set the recorder out on its own for about 10 minutes just to capture the whole shebang that was going on at that time. It was lovely to hear. Anyway, so today it's mixed skies, blue skies and fast moving clouds coming off the shore again, so probably that much cooler. But having said that, it won't stop us. We're up early this morning because we have a busy agenda. We're going to the... There is a car boot sale. Yes, our favourite car boot sale. Small one in Berwick-upon-Tweed. And then following that, after the Sunday Mass at the chapel we were at last night for the Vigil Mass, they have after Mass breakfast rolls and tea, coffee. So we're going to just pop in there at that time for our breakfast, I guess. And then we're going to head way over to Kelso, up to the racetrack, where there is a very large market and car boot sale. But Kelso is also a beautiful town and we normally visit it anyway. The bonus is that we can do all today and we'll be over in the border region before returning back to here, because we've still to do Lindisfarne, the whole island, and we've still to do a few other bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And if the skies are kind to us, we'll get some nice weather. But it's bone dry here. It hasn't rained here at all since we came down. So if it stays that way, we'll be perfectly happy. It's a lovely wee spot here below these, all these beautiful mature trees. Sycamore and ash and beech. And seagulls are joining the fray. So many birds in the sky, actually. Listen to that. Isn't that wonderful? Well, so anyway, that's it. I'll add wee bits as I go along during the day. Hopefully get some decent weather and maybe pick up a few bargains as well. Need to try and get some photographs taken today. Forgot to take hardly any photographs at all yesterday. My goodness me. Sorry miss of me. But anyway. Mary's in the shower. Sun's in the sky. She's just give you a wee chirp as we pass. And at this time in the morning, the only people that were out was one guy walking his dog. But that'll change for the next half an hour when the activities all kick off again. Pony trekking and cycling four-wheel buggies and, oh my goodness. I'll speak again soon. Come away in. It's cozy in here. Fire's on. Table set. And Mary's singing in the shower, so it all is wonderful in the world this morning. Well, it's 12:45 on day 3 Sunday of our holiday down here in Northumberland, and another part of the travelogue for today. We've crossed the causeway just as the tide finally went out. We basically just allowed the water to drop off the edge of the Tarmac Adam road at the causeway and headed over. So now we're over here in the whole island of Lindisfarne. And we'll just spend a wee while here. It's a wonderful place. I absolutely love it. We've done it so many times. We don't bother about the Abbey. We've done it all. We've seen all the touristy things. We just love to have a look in the fancy Nancy gift shop. Mary's away and ahead of me. And then we'll have a walk up to the, over the cliffs, as it were. And then back down by the harbour and round by the castle. But we've done the castle to bits as well when the kids were wee. So that's where we are just now, at the whole island. Lindisfarne. I'm going in for my free tasting of mead. It's about a quarter of a teeth. That's all you get. The miserable sods. But Mary might buy me a bottle. For medicinal purposes only, by the way. Oh, now come round to the south facing shore to climb up, basically. We don't need your hands, but it's a bit of a rocky road up to the top of the grassy cliff points that looks right over the harbour and the old ruined abbey. So as usual, Mary's went way ahead of me. She goes up that, yeah, for goodness sake, she goes up that like one of those mountain goats. Just once she goes and carries on and waits for me coming at the top. So anyway, scrambling up just now. Probably hear me either getting out of breath or slipping and falling. As long as I fall the right way, my God. Anyway, we've been climbing these rocks for over 30 years with the kids, and now without the kids. I'm going to take this easy bit here because I slipped back there. And once we get to the top, we'll have great views right over the whole island, the castle, the abbey, out to sea, and Bamburgh Castle, and the Farne Islands. And now you'll hear the wind. So get to the top. Can you hear that wind over and above me, breathing very heavily? Oh, it's greyed over a good bit. Had been sunny earlier, but now it's greyed over. But the thing is, it's still dry, and it's actually lovely. It's not too cold. Oh, what a wonderful view from up here. There's a Coast Guard's tower here with glass 360 degrees around. It's only about 30 foot high. I've often wondered, we'd like to just sit in there with your binoculars, keep an eye on things, have a radio on. And there's a beautiful monument here to the glory of God and a grateful memory of the glorious dead, 1939-45. Very few names, actually. Only a few names from the whole island. Anyway, I best go and catch on with Mary. She's far too damn quick for, you know. I think I'm aging quicker than her. So the new Coast Guard one, aye. It's quite smart because it just used to be an old tower, didn't it? Welcome down off the high ground, down the harbour, looking out to the castle. And what they've got here along the foreshore is the old boats, and I mean the old boats, the old fishing boats, and they've been turned upside down and converted into workshops or sheds or storage sheds. There must be at least, there's about 12 to 15 at least. Some of them pretty smart looking, some of them shabby looking, but there you go. No waste whatsoever when your boat's done. In fact, some of them look as if it's been the keel off the boat, it's been cut in half and made two sheds out of one. What's the word I'm looking for? Character, historical character kind of. You know, when you see them, some of them are ramshackle. Obviously still in use because there's padlocks and hasps on them, and other ones that the people have really looked after and covered them with harps and painted them up. But the handy workshop, and the rest, as you can hear, the flagpoles and the yachts that are not in the water but on dry land, maybe in for winter maintenance, I guess. Moody, that's the name of the boat, by the way. Artful Owl Islander. That's out of Berwick on Tweed. And quite a lot of other wee boats as well. And masses of giant rope and great big pearls, big curls of about 3-4 inch thick rope. I doubt it's off any of those boats. Anyway, onwards and upwards, as they say, turning back in towards the village, the shelter of the village. Surprised that a number of people are here, by the way, today in the whole island. Goodness grief, there's busloads coming in. Probably no different from us trying to get a last minute break. Well, it's almost 5 p.m. on Sunday the 13th. Late afternoon, early evening on our third day down here at in Northumberland. We're back at the caravan, as you can hear where the crows above us. We did a bit of travelling the day. We were up at Berwick, we went to Kelso, and then from there we went down through Willow to Doddington to get ice cream. The best ice cream ever in the country, bar none. And we've had some great ice creams, but Doddington's vanilla ice cream, oh, blow you away. Anyway, and we always treat ourselves to a tub or two of that. So we did that, and then we headed over to the whole island, to Lundisfarne, across the causeway, and back here. And we've just had our tea, and more horses go by. Hello. Hi. Wave. I can't believe the number of ponies that's passed this caravan in the past hour or two. Hundreds. But then again, the weather was pretty dire over in the whole island of Lundisfarne. It was pretty overcast and really cold, and we left just as the drizzle of rain was setting in. Came back, and lo and behold, the skies have cleared. It is beautiful. I'm not saying it's clear skies, but mainly sunshine and very, very light, white, thin, puffy clouds, if you like. It's turned out a beautiful afternoon, early evening. And so what we're doing now, in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes time, we'll be heading up to what we call Cockleshell Beach. It's not really, it's called Cockleburn Beach. But when the kids were, we took them when they were young, they nicknamed it Cockleshell Beach. So that's what it's been ever since. And we'll go there just for a wee bit of reminiscence of the family being there, and also to take a wee stroll along the beach, hopefully. And then we're going up to Spittal, we'll play the puggies again, and then we'll come back and sail in for evening, I guess, because it's dark about 6:30 now. As I'm looking here, I can see which I haven't noticed up till now, is ripe blackberries. So I'm going to sample a few of those. In fact, why don't I just do that right now? Oh. Oh my goodness me. Those are... Oh. That's hundreds. Oh well. Guess what I'll be doing for the next 5 or 10 minutes. I know it's rude to eat, but... Oh my goodness. Those are gorgeous. Anyway, that'll do for an hour, I think. And I may do a wee epilogue at the end of the day if it stays dry. Speak again soon.